This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Sean and Hayes are releasing an episode of their Stitcher Premium show, which is called Hollywood Handbook, the Pro Version, for free. If you're not familiar with it, we release a bonus episode on Premium every Wednesday. And if you would like to subscribe, just go to stitcherpremium.com/theboys and use promo code theboys for your first month free. And now, please enjoy Cowboy TV.
Well, you've joined us for another installment of your favorite podcast, Cowboy TV. Now, Bang Raj, man, what are you planning on watching tonight on the old Cowboy TV?
Well, I'm hoping they're showing the same program they had on last night, because that one really sucked me in.
What is it about Cowboy TV that I don't ever complain about none of them repeats they show us?
It's just the smoothing drama, watching the cracks, the pops, and the little
crackles,
flames
the hisses.
Grow.
No, it's the smoothing drama. You said it best, and I'll steal that phrasing because it is just so well put. It's the smoothing drama of the cracks, the pops, the hisses, the whistles, the hissles, the whisses, the paps, and the crocks.
The trickles.
You ever imagine you're seeing something in them there flames? Maybe like a face. Maybe it's the devil's face and he's blowing you a kiss and you say, "Get out of here, devil," and it flickers away just like
so. That happens to me every once in a while. I'll be looking in there and it'll be the face of a flame demon. And I'll say, "Hey, knock that off." And it'll go back to being a crispy little fire there.
Yeah, the FCC broadcast rules probably wouldn't want them flame demons showing up, but for me, that's all part and parcel of Cowboy TV and the smoothing drama that we do so enjoy.
You know, one time I looked in there and I thought I saw a famous stuntman after he put on flame gel and burned his face to look like he's on fire.
Oh, sure. No, I do believe I looked in there and thought I saw Machine Gun Kelly fighting Jamie Foxx in the preview for the new film they have with the word power in the title. The rest of it which escapes me, but I know exactly what you mean.
Well, that's what's great about Cowboy TV. You can just let things escape you.
You sure can. And as the light from the fire flickers off my friend Bang's face, it is, of course, time to talk about our sponsor, Marshmallows.
Now, I've been frying up me some marshmallows ever since I turned on Cowboy TV. Nothing goes better with a little Cowboy TV than a marshmallow.
Some people like to burn them all crispy around the outside. And, of course, others like to get them toasted brown just so. Me, myself, I throw them in the fire and let them burn away and never eat a single bite. Because marshmallows, to me, belong to the Cowboy TV.
My therapist asked me, "How do you like your marshmallow?" He said, "You can learn a lot about a guy by how you like your marshmallow." And I said, "I like putting mine in a fire, pulling it out, and just feel it in my hand."
Yeah, therapists will do that, make you think about things all funny that used to seem so simple. Handful of molten marshmallow just blistering up that palm of yours. Why, that's a simple pleasure that the cowboys like us do enjoy, and we don't try to analyze it none, but...
Yeah, I told them, "You know what, Doc? I think I got all the therapy I need right here on this Cowboy TV with a nice molten hot marshmallow in my fingers."
Flaming
okay,
stick.
Okay, I had to do my... Sorry.
Go ahead. Well, no, that felt really good over here. Are you...
Is somebody not rolling?
Yeah.
I think everyone was rolling.
Did the Marshmallow Man get
Do they not like that? They want us to talk about eating it. I mean, we can adjust.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Honestly, they'll make more money if people don't get full.
I didn't know it was an actual ad that you had arranged with any. That there is a Marshmallow Man.
That was a real ad. Yes, Hayes. That's how we're keeping the lights on. There's a Marshmallow Man.
Well, and he's, okay. Well, this was presented to me as a pitch. So the fact that.
No, it was an opportunity. It was presented to you as an opportunity. We're doing it. It's, if you want to produce it, then we can do, you know, then
it's happening. We're just opening up like the doors on the ground floor for your ass to get in.
So this is, I guess, sort of a like my first question. I know it's called Cowboy TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It took a really long
time for
me to understand.
For the podcast.
That Cowboy TV is the fire. Neither of you said the word fire for a really long time. You just said you like you talked about the pops and the cracks and the hisses, but it took a really long time to sort of get out there that Cowboy TV is the fire, which is important, I think.
Okay. That's not really my question.
My question
Okay, because that one we can handle.
My question is, what is it a podcast? Is it a TV show? Like what you said, there's a like there needs to be a visual aspect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something we obviously wanted it to be a podcast. Neither one of us really has a camera. But
appeal.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or wait, do you mean a camera?
Both.
Yeah.
But we do need people to, this should be the soundtrack of the Cowboy TV image, which is a roaring, crackling fire that soothes, entertains, draws in humanity. And so I think it could be like, not quite like an ASMR thing, because I do want whole families to sit around and watch it, watch the fire. And
I want them to stay awake.
I want them to be awake the whole time, because we're going to say some pretty powerful stuff. Like when Ben started talking about his, you know, not needing therapy anymore. I think that could really.
Well, so that, yeah, I do want to get to that, because it sounded like he fired his therapist because she said. He or she said that you can learn a lot by somebody.
Yes, it was a woman.
Okay.
And I didn't so much as fire them as hired Cowboy TV.
Okay.
Which we're hoping a lot of people will do.
That, I mean, and that is, that. So they're only seeing the fire. Their only visual is a fire.
Well, this, yes, the visual would be a fire. I don't think we want to see us. Also, we're going to be doing some weird stuff, so it would be distracting.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we also don't have a camera.
What are you going to be doing?
It's like an interrogation. Like, it doesn't matter. We're not going to see it.
Absolutely would not have even. It's only because you brought up that the reason that you cannot be seen on camera
is because of
what you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm going to be. I mean. Not the whole time, but sometimes, yeah, we'll be doing some unusual stuff that I think would be distracting. Yeah. I'll probably be peeling a layer of skin, like a skin mask off of my face. That would appear to the viewer if we filmed it, that I was ripping my entire face off. The skin will be okay underneath, but
yeah,
I just have an extra layer on there that I... Mm-hmm. Doing it in front of the Cowboy TV kind of helps it, heats it up in a way that I can take it off safely.
Every episode.
Yes.
Probably every episode. I'm frequently putting skin on my face.
So when I'm done with it, I'll give it to Ben and he will apply it.
And the heat actually helps seal it. It sticks it on and it helps my wounds. And so I think there
sort
is
of
a possibility.
But there is no fire. There is no actual fire.
Well, that's another thing. We don't have one now, but we'd like to get one going. You know, obviously, if this goes to series or whatever.
If it gets picked up and like gets a full-time pickup.
That would be one of the contractual demands that we would be enforcing. And you would provide that.
Yeah,
I would.
We need the heat. Sean needs that heat to get the skin off. I need the heat to get the skin.
It's not
going to
stick on him without the heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want anybody seeing my tattoos and stuff.
I also just don't want to be another Hollywood phony sitting here talking about a cowboy TV, talking about a fire, and there's no damn log in front of me with great flames licking the air just below my chin, and allowing me to peel the layer of skin off.
Yeah, because it's all fucking CGI now.
Well, all these podcast people go like, I'm doing this. And it's like, no, yeah. Have you heard this Voyage to the Stars bullshit?
Because guess what? A fucking little tennis ball on a string isn't going to seal the skin on my face.
And that's true, too. So I think the authenticity is important. I think that's what people will be coming to Cowboy TV for. Now, you are a little more technical than we are. Can this just be an app that you would download on, say, your Roku?
An app, okay.
And then you click it, and then it's just the fire's flaming, and you can hear our voice. And we'd like to do, you know, 1,000 or so episodes.
So, I mean, I guess that's another question I have. So far, it's only about the fire.
Let me look at the whiteboard. They're mostly about, it's fire. It's like for the 1,000 we got up.
That's okay. A lot of what we were covering, yeah.
You've blocked out. Some at like a season.
Not entire. It's a rough, you know, it's sort of a beat sheet, like not a full outline, but we do have an idea of like where we want it to go and some of the turns.
We have gone through, I think we're at 900 plus. We're not at the full 1,000.
Out of 1,000. Okay.
And we have these benchmarks where it's like, okay, you know, episode 426, we know we want the fire to be starting to die down a little bit, and we add another log.
Okay.
And I think that will really fucking break the internet, you know?
Before the halfway point, you know, and people are going like, whoa, it's early for that. You know, we're only 400 or so episodes in.
Everybody's going to think at like 990, they'll throw another log in. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I was just as like hearing it the first time, it was dragging a little bit for me, the fire stuff.
Thank you. When you
got into the first ad.
Wait, are you saying that's a bad thing?
Something dragging?
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, like it's like atmospheric, like
thanks.
I get like the tone that you're trying to establish, but like even by the time the marshmallows came in, which was only after like a couple minutes.
Uh-huh.
It felt a little like there wasn't too much left to do on the fire, and I sort of felt like you were feeling that also.
Well, I mean, there's the metaphor. We want to go into that a lot. Brett, did you have something?
I was just saying I could speed it up a little bit if it had to do with my tone or like what I was playing, or I could play
Brett's guitar playing
else.
Being faster.
I actually think this is maybe where some reverse psychology might kick in. And I think if you slowed it down, it would help us move it forward.
I feel the same way. If you could slow down the guitar a little bit, it was kind of making me feel rushed.
I don't know if it's the guitar.
I feel like the ad really, the marshmallow ad really threw you off, but like we, and maybe
that's
we
didn't have to get into the ad so quickly. Yeah, if
that's
that,
not really,
you know,
what I'm saying.
If that distracted you.
It did throw me, I mean, it did worry me.
Look,
I don't know,
these are really good notes. Why don't we do another segment, you know?
Okay. You have another
segment. Take another crack at it.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Howdy. Howdy.
Feels good to use my real voice,
here,
you know? Leo.
Hey, now. Well, if it isn't my old pal Bang Raj Man and another episode of Cowboy TV, which is, of course, what we call a darn good fire.
It's a fire, my friends. That's what Cowboy TV is.
Yeah,
clear up any confusion.
If you don't know what Cowboy TV is, and of course, if you've downloaded the app, you're looking at a fire right now. It's this, what's being presented visually in front of you on your Roku screen. So, what I like to talk about when I talk about fire, of course, is starting one, getting the wood together. lighting the wood on fire?
What kind of kindling did I find?
Oh, sure. Maybe you crumpled up an old issue of The Economist. It's one about how the bees are starting to disappear all over the world. A little article about that. And you crumple that up and you go, don't tell me this bee stuff. And you light it on fire and away it goes.
Maybe you found an old issue of the Financial Times. Because you don't think papers should be pink. Get out of here with that.
Maybe you've seen an old issue of Business Insider and you go ahead and shred that to little pieces and put that at the bottom of that old air kindling tray. And that'll get that wood going good. Once the wood's lit, then you just sit back and you watch The Cowboy. A 2V.
That's just really quick, just like a couple really quick things. It was, the entire thing was again about watching the fire like it's TV. I did sort of imply that I think it would be good to get into either, like, the cowboy characters are really funny, and like them talking about other stuff I think could be
okay. Characters is kind of
worth trying,
like what we're trying to avoid. You know, this is the character now. This is my professional bullshit self that I have to like bring out for meetings like this. Yeah. And Cowboy TV is where I can actually let my hair down and be myself. And that's how, like, that's how we talk.
And Cowboy TV is where I literally take my mask off because I am peeling a layer of skin off my face, which I currently have on as I'm being this like false version of myself. And Ben, of course, puts
it's
on
where
his
I'm
real
able to put
face.
My true face.
So that's all. It doesn't. This is not really a response to what I was saying at all.
What were you saying, then?
I was saying the only thing that you have talked about so far in the show is watching a fire as if it is TV. You talk about changing the channel and using the remote, and it's like it's a metaphor for television. That's the only thing that has come up so far.
I actually like this note. Ben, I'd rather not refer to it as a different channel. Adjusting the antenna and the reception, okay. But to me, changing the channels does bring us into sort of more of a high-tech modern world. You know, the whole thing for me is...
But see, that
modern television...
That's fair.
So, modern television has 500 channels, 1,000. I don't know how many of these things.
Right.
What's great about Cowboy TV is there's only one channel. Sometimes you got to adjust the reception.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But that limit, so that actually is moving in the other direction, and it sort of limits what you can talk about even more. Because now the TV metaphor, you can't even include the idea of channels. So now,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That, like, I guess I just got to push back a little bit because it's like, hey, let's get this bartender out of the bar. This show Cheers is really fucking boring in this bar all the time.
Right.
But
yeah.
But that would be like, I mean, I'm not even sure what a comparison could be with Cheers, but that would be like, I guess if they only talked about the process of serving drinks.
I'll tell you what the comparison is. Two great shows.
Okay. So I also want to point out, I don't think Business Insider is a magazine.
Sure.
I think I'll
take that note.
I'm almost positive that it is a website.
No, it is. My brother makes it.
He makes the magazine Business Insider.
Well, anything that's a website you can print.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a zine. Okay, you print out the website. That is a zine.
Prints out the website and releases it as a zine.
But that's a little esoteric. If it's going over your head, Hayes, that's actually part of why that's we brought you in, is we don't want to alienate anyone in the audience. Yeah. Like we want it to be inclusive. So
no, thank you. Yeah, good point, Sean.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know much about like building fires and stuff, but I don't know if like throwing magazines in there is that recommended? It seems like possibly dangerous, all the ink and like chemicals. Like the only examples you used as kindling were business magazines, like Financial Times, I guess, is a newspaper, but like,
well, I mean, don't you kind of see a little bit of a metaphor in there where it's like, hey, let's forget about the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's sort of like remove ourselves from that part of culture and And maybe now the real business is watching this roaring fire.
Hey, there's fucking like 500 TV channels.
No, he's right. I mean, I was saying that earlier.
And I actually, like, I don't want to close off this opportunity, because that was actually the most interesting part to me, because it wasn't, that was the least about sort of the TV metaphor.
Right. So different kindling for this one.
Different kindling would be great.
Save the fire, different kindling.
If there's a way just to talk about, and I did appreciate setting up the fire so clearly in the beginning. Thank you for taking that note. If there's a way to talk about something else other than this TV metaphor for the fire, or maybe even something other than the fire at all, I think that would be really interesting to explore. And we can hear it. We can always be hearing it. And we'll also be seeing it exclusively the entire time.
Yeah.
So nobody is going to be like losing like the idea of the fire. They'll always be seeing and hearing it, but maybe we could talk about something else.
It's just like, I don't want to alienate the people who don't have the app either. If you're just listening to it and you maybe don't have the fire on your Roku, because
so
it's
you
like,
release this as a podcast that you have to. So why doesn't the, okay.
Would you agree, Hayes, that most podcasts right now that are out there do talk about something else other than the fire?
Well, I mean, I think that's just to say they talk about different things within an episode.
But when, obviously, when you launch a podcast, it is a crowded marketplace. You do need to find a way to stand out. What do you have to say that is being left unsaid? So for us, I think the fire is a big part of
it. So no.
We can add in, like,
no.
If you have a political agenda.
So your response to this is no, you will not talk about anything except the fire, and specifically the fire being a metaphor. And I really don't think this is a metaphor, by the way. You've got me using the word, but I don't think that's what it is. I mean, like a metaphor for watching TV.
Something must be working then.
Here I don't know if there is. It. I don't think, I'm not sure anyone has bothered to come up with a word for what this is.
Okay. Well, I don't know what your political agenda is, and
it has absolutely nothing to do.
What would you like us to talk about instead? Because a point taken, and I think there is room to introduce something else to the conversation. But do you have a suggestion for that, or is it literally?
It feels like you have something and you're tiptoeing around.
I do not, I did not like arrange this meeting. I'm not here to like really put too much of myself into this. But
what I don't want, Hayes, is I don't want this to be another like hornball show where it's all about like.
And that's not what I'm suggesting at all.
Because that's okay. I'm sort of with Sean on. I feel you gently pushing us over into kind of like pervy
sexualizing.
I didn't say anything even close to that.
I know the 80s are hot right now, but that part of that era, I think, is gone
best
for
left
good
in the past. Yeah.
Yes. And happily.
Even like. Other things related to being a cowboy, I think, would be great. Like the cowboy thing is fun. Like it's and like you said, these are not even characters for you. This is actually who
I've
you
got
are.
It. I've got it.
He's got,
I've
got it.
Okay,
okay,
great.
I've got
okay,
it.
Great.
Let's
okay,
just do
let's
it.
Go. Let's
it.
Do it. Let's do it. Do
all
it.
Right. Cue fire.
Yeah. Howdy. Well, Lonesome Traveler, hey, how are you, partner? I'm glad you decided to stop next to our old campsite here, and you picked a good time to do it. We were just sitting in for another episode of Cowboy TV.
Drop that big old butt of yours down, plop it in front of the Cowboy TV, and when we talk Cowboy TV, you know we're looking at a fire, a combustion in our little fire pit here.
Yeah, we got some logs and they are a burning. And you know, starting the fire is always leave it in. Starting a fire is always an interesting experience. you gotta pick out some of them there kindling to get it going, don't you, Bang?
You do. You can't just throw a match on a log. You gotta start small and let it get big.
Well, one thing I like to get burning when we first start out is the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. The old gray lady, the paper record. Throw
all
her in
the
there,
news that's fit
up.
To set on fire. Just forget about, never look at it again.
I told my lady therapist, I don't need the news. I got the news right here on Cowboy TV.
But, I also burn hay. Boy, I hope my horse doesn't sit down in the fire, burn his big butt.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be something? That big old butt on fire.
The horse burns his butt sitting in the fire? No, thank you. I hope that doesn't happen. Yeah, but being a cowboy, that's one of the risks you run. You gotta watch cowboy TV, and you gotta leave your horse untied.
Is that's the new thing?
Marshmallow. Just, yeah. What?
Okay. And
what's
the ad
up, man?
Coming in. What's
it felt like
I just
the right
know,
time.
Some of the pauses. Some of the pauses were so long, Brett stopped playing at one point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to stop sometimes. You got to recharge. Sometimes you just got to take
it. It's got its own pace to
you
it.
You got to take the fighter in.
That was part of it, I thought.
I just wasn't. Brett said, are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of Cowboy TV.
That's part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
And the huge sneeze. That you demanded be left in for some reason.
Of course. It's legit, man. There's no Hollywood magic, all right? You got to leave that in there.
This thing's got its own pace. We, you know, we march to the beat of a different drum.
You ever get a face full of smoke? That'll make you sneeze.
So that was on purpose.
Yeah.
You ever bite into a can of beans fresh off the fire and it's a little too hot for you? Makes you
bite
sneeze
into
the
a
beans
can
back
of
out.
Beans?
You ever bite into a hot can of beans? Makes you sneeze the beans right back out. So hot.
What I was curious about was you talking about the horse burning, sitting in the fire and burning its butt? Was that the response to my note about
when I said I got it right before we went into that? That was what I had. That was what I had gotten.
Okay,
That was good.
So it's best of both worlds because it ties in the fire still, but we are starting to discuss other cowboy stuff.
I thought that was going to be kind of a bridge to like talking about.
It's a great metaphor,
your horse and like riding the range. And
it's a really strong metaphor.
For what?
I'm not a Cliff's Notes. I mean, I don't want to explain the metaphor here.
Okay.
Then,
well, you've done it many times about the TV thing.
The listener might have his or her own shit going on.
That's one of the things that's cool about Cowboy TV, you know, is you bring yourself to it. And we do want the audience a little bit to interpret it in their own way. You know, we don't want to assign them like, this is the meaning of the horse possibly burning his butt in the fire. We want them to take that journey on their own.
So my initial instinct when you did first start talking about the horse, I was like, oh, I appreciate this. This could be like a segue to something else. But then it did seem like that was it. And then you were going to begin the merge.
I started to miss the fire. You know, I started to miss
the fire was still being talked about, actually. But
yeah, honestly, think about the horse. The horse kind of fucked me up a little bit.
Distracting.
It took me out of it for a second, and it took me a second to get back. And then when I heard, you know, Sean queuing up for like to read ads, I actually
there's more than one.
Yeah,
I guess I would love to hear the second ad
From our other sponsor.
That would be. I mean, I am curious if you've like arranged this already. I'm not really sure what you want from me, but
okay. Well, let's.
I've never produced a podcast ever. So,
okay,
and Kevin
but financially.
Kevin has been here the whole time, and he is a podcast producer. That's his job.
He's not the right fit for this. And frankly, financially, what we need is a lot of support from our producer.
I saw the sheet.
Kevin's got a lot of baggage. He's in the system. We want to kind of drain the swamp with this one a little bit and kind of get new.
That was another. You talked about like not wanting it to be political, but the way you talked about burning the New York Times was not just about like escaping the news. It seemed like that had sort of a political tinge to it to me.
But did you see I added A as well? So it wasn't just like.
You added what?
Hey, I said I burned hay as well. That's right. Yeah. Which is sort of a cowboy thing different from fire.
I didn't have any problem with that.
Okay. Well, let's do a quick one. Let's get right into the ad.
Start from the beginning and then I can hear what the ad is.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, we'll give you one where you get what you want. We can try it.
Fire sound, please. Great.
Oops, I spotted you. I see you trying to hide behind their tumbleweed. Why don't you pull up a stump and sit down with two old cowpokes next to their favorite show? Only one channel, not them 500,000 channels they got over there. But this is Cowboy TV, and it is watching a fire, just to be super explicit about that.
Is stuff burning in the fire pit? That's what Cowboy TV is.
Mm-hmm. And we're burning all types of sacred artifacts of the liberal media to get it going. And we also are, of course, putting hay in. I gotta say, a lot of you are familiar with our primary sponsor, Mershmallows, but of course they can't be eaten and fried alone. And that's why our second sponsor, the Pointy Stick, is so damn important.
Now, a pointy stick has gotta be sharp enough to pierce a marshmallow right through his liberal heart. It's soft, soft, liberal chest.
Yeah, marshmallows are white like snowflakes.
Doing it kind of makes me a little bit horny, bud.
I'll tell you, I do get excited when I'm doing that part.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You are ending it.
No, we're still going.
We wanted one that you were happy with. I think we took all the notes.
That was you. That was for you.
Again, I am concerned about the longevity of this overall. But the pointy stick as a sponsor, you have arranged this deal, an ad deal with with one stick or like.
Yes.
One concern I have is potentially with
an opportunity to use more sticks later.
So this makes sense based on the other ad I heard about marshmallows for Bang. But for you, Sean, you just said that you just throw them in to the fire.
I have Bang do the like personal testimonial part of this.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
I know. And it's still a little rough around the edges. We're going to have to
make good on that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, which we're happy to do. Obviously, we have, I think, time to squeeze in another ad for the pointy stick. And I'll just have to remember to throw to Bang and really go like, hey, talk about like what you like about the pointy stick or your experience. And he did a little bit. I mean, he talked about piercing it through the heart.
I talked about it making me horny, which is kind of for you. You talked about that a couple of times. Because it seemed like you wanted to be a little sexier. And we
incorporated some of the political agenda stuff that you
actually said
suggested.
Explicitly that I didn't want that or say that. So both of those things. So we have to record an actual episode of the show. I think what would help me make my decision is, I guess, if listeners decided they want to hear more Cowboy TV, they should probably post like a hashtag, like hashtag I want my cowboy TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something like, normally I don't like to like encourage that kind of engagement, but I think that would just like a pulse taking thing. If people want to hear more cowboy TV, this could be something that we do like not every week, but like every other week, maybe.
Yeah.
So you have,
all right. I feel like it's kind of every week or bust.
That's not thing, enough for you. Doing this every other week is
in the cowboy world. They would actually be doing it every night. So
yeah,
okay.
So I think every week is a pretty big compromise on our part.
You want this to be a podcast that comes out at night every night,
every night.
In a perfect world, yes.
And I don't know. Like I know Spielberg was working on some like Quibi stuff that like only came out at night.
Is that true?
If we could get the
freaky stuff,
it is true. That's a true thing you can look up. And I do want to like get in on that tech and have this be like, depending on what time zone you're listening, you can only listen to it at night.
You cannot listen to it
during the day
until night. Okay.
I did have one other idea as you do bring up kind of the idea of how it'll be released and like marketing. And I think we have two pretty healthy potential rivals that a feud with them could get us some press coverage for free. One is the Yule log that comes out on Netflix at Christmas time that is just a burning log on the TV.
Yeah.
I think we could really target them.
Give them a run for their money. I mean, we just got to step up our game around the holidays, but like we'll have the buildup of every night for the whole year before then.
That you're going to watch. Oh, you're going to watch that fire. Like, so the on different channel isn't our whole thing. There's only one channel. And then,
And I guess after Christmas, you could do a thing where like you guys chase them away or something. Like you ran them out of town, maybe.
I would, yes. I mean, you wouldn't be able to see us because we'll be doing things.
I'm just saying you would say that.
Yeah. We would absolutely say that we busted their ass
in
right
relation
out of town.
To the fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also did want to pitch sort of a tagline, which is Friday Night's Lit. So it's, you know, when our big Friday episode is coming up, which we'll try to always make extra special, we'll say Friday Night's Lit. And my hope is that the TV show Friday Night Lights will sue our ass and that the lawsuit will get a lot of coverage in the press and that the liberal media will eat that shit up and play right into our hands.
So, but it still comes out every night.
Yeah, that's right. And it leads up to Friday. Big one Friday night. And then we come back Saturday night. And then we go on for the whole rest of the week.
What's the big one? What is a big one for this show?
Like Bigger what? Fire. I mean, I don't want to get too behind the scenes,
Hotter.
But okay. we might actually like throw some gunpowder in there or something. Something dangerous.
Okay, I thought I was being very generous proposing we do this show instead of our normal show every other week, but I guess, again, I would like to hear from the listeners on this. I can be convinced if we, like, get together enough of, like, a petition, maybe, like a change petition or something, to have Cowboy TV be, like, every other week or every week or possibly every night, like I guess they should post hashtag I want my cowboy TV. Or is that an okay hashtag? I don't want to like.
No, I think that's great.
That's
really
good.
I do. Okay. So one other thing. Thank you for reminding me, Brett. A lot of the music was not really cowboy music.
Yeah. I felt that as well.
One that had kind of an island vibe. One was a little more like grungy. Like that concerns me a little bit that out of the four things I heard, maybe half did not remind me of cowboy music at all.
Good note.
Yeah, that's a good note. I mean, we did get some of the surviving members of Dire Straits to record like I Want My and like
cowboy
I think
TV,
they looped in Sting to get an I want my cowboy TV. Technically, that's not cowboy music, but what am I going to say no to Sting, Hayes?
Yeah.
They looped in Sting just to say...
Knopfler and Sting.
What, Brett?
Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits.
We got Mark Knopfler. Okay.
Yeah. So, just to say,
we got Knopfler, man.
You got that got all of them, just to say, like, the beginning of Money for Nothing when they say, I want my MTV, but instead
they changed the lyrics.
I think that's the end, actually.
Yeah.
It's the end of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of city guys complaining about, like, how good these cowboys have it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll check if that's the end.
They're like city rock stars. They're these big rock stars, and they walk by these cowboys, and they're like,
"You think it's the middle of the song?"
They're all. I also aren't they all?
It's the end, and they're talking about microwave ovens.
At least Sting is not from America. Maybe that doesn't matter. Is Knopfler? I think he might be British too.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Cowboy TV is international, and like, okay. You know, it's like the end of Kokomo. Like,
Hayes, is your concern? Sorry, if I could interrupt. Is your concern that if we do just the end of the song and let it fade out, that it won't then go into the body of the song, which includes a homophobic slur said multiple times in like one of the most popular pop songs of the era?
That's right. I'm just looking at the lyrics. That is incredibly problematic. I agree,
but you would pitch the hashtag, so yeah. Then I thought like you.
No, I wasn't actually referencing the song, and in fact, the song references a pre-existing phrase. It just like it's as if I had mentioned microwave ovens. Like that is not a reference to the song "Money for Nothing."
What are we gonna say? No to Knopfler.
Please don't play that after. Please don't play that, Brett.
To me, that means launch into the song. Anytime if you say microwave ovens, so you don't want me to play it.
So it that actually appears that that does happen at the beginning of the song. But I want my MTV. It's not at the end at all, or it might be at the end also.
Right, but we were moving it to the end to avoid.
Yeah,
but if you want the whole thing, I mean,
I'm just saying.
To me, that's a marketing mistake.
That's not a problem. We really have to record another episode.
Okay. Let's.
Okay, great. Okay, bye. The Cowboy Handbook, the pro version.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.